Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He'll throw to first again. He throws it away. Rojas gets up. He's headed for second. Now he's thinking about third. The ball in right field picked up by Jankowski. His throw is not in time. And Johan Rojas goes first to third on the throwing error by Pete Fairbanks.
That was a big moment last night. You know, the very rare two-base, added base path thing that we highlight coming back from break. But why do we? Because that was a freaking big moment. Without that, the Phillies might have lost the game. Nice job by Rojas scampering around. Hey, let's get, as we broadcast from Borgata today, to the guided door and window to the weekend. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, what's on tap this weekend? Well, obviously another Philly series. You just heard Rhea say in the update with Aaron Nola getting the ball tonight. I think it's been two good ones in a row from him, including his best of the year in the last start, so hopefully he can keep that going. Basketball playoffs, baseball, hockey playoffs, a lot of good stuff there. It's been very entertaining. It's going to be fascinating to see the Knicks-Celtics thing, how much the Celtics come back punching and ready to rock and roll, or the Knicks going to grab this series.
Paul Pierce did walk to work.
We got to give him credit.
Yep, he did. I didn't believe he'd do it, but he did.
And he did not do it barefoot, though, right?
I think he started barefoot, but he finished in. It would
not
have been
advisable.
Not, but it was like seven something hours.
Matter of fact, we can play the audio. Let's listen to Paul Pierce, because when he finally got to the studio for his show, he was happy he made it, and he did man up. Let's listen to Paul Pierce yesterday.
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you got to do that?
Wait a minute.
I'm walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know, Pete. This is your friend.
In my robe.
Get your friends.
No shoes on.
Somebody save him.
Bare feet.
No.
If what?
If the Celtics lose tonight.
So that was Paul Pierce 2 days ago, and that's what he said, and we didn't think he was actually going to do it, but he pulled it off. Dan, we got this audio from yesterday? Let's listen to the truth.
I made it, y'all. We made it, y'all. We made it!
Hopefully this can inspire my Celtics that we can get back in this series, man, and pull this series out.
If they see all these steps you ran, they better run some more steps, man.
Ooh. Man, my feet hurt, man. I need to go see a massage, happy feet, all of that.
Did you actually, because there's people saying now he's tapping, like he must have jumped in a couple Ubers or something. What do you say to that?
I'm the truth.
Atta baby.
No cap.
All right, Paul Pierce. Good job by him, man. That's nice work by him. One other thing for this weekend, obviously. Well, two things. The PGA Tour in town, and the other one is Mother's Day. Treat the moms. Take care of the moms. One thing you can get the moms. Now, you can't get it this weekend. You can't present this as a gift on Sunday, but the next week you can. Philly's Fantastic Auction is ongoing. It runs through May 18th, and there are 68 different items all up for bid at phillies.com/fantastic auction. One of them is for us to all hang out with you at the ballpark, and we'd love to do so. Mutually agreed upon date, so we'll figure out when that will be. But this season, four tickets to a Phillies game. Prior to the game, you get a tour of Citizens Bank Park. Together, we then head down to batting practice to watch batting practice. You get to see the guys with batting practice. We're right there with you. Then we head up to the CP Rankin Club for a great dinner. And then you get, you know, four tickets, as I said, front row tickets, field level, to watch the game. And you get an autographed baseball from the player of your choice on this year's club. So please, it's all for great causes. Of course, the ALS, United Mid-Atlantic Charity, and also Phillies Charities. So please consider, bidding as much as you can, and maybe you can present a week after Mother's Day your mom with one of those great items. Really good stuff there. It's better stuff than some of the Daryl Morey thing. Wait till we play more of this audio. John, I think it's going to annoy you. Because let me just tell you that
annoy is like such a gentle way to put this. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot more angry and visceral and
right. Because just know this. I'm going to play one call and then get to one call and then we'll play it. Know this. The next two pieces of audio. Because, you know, I listened to this stuff before the show. And great job by Lewis back there today going through all this for us. So I listened to it a couple hours ago. And I have to just jot myself a couple notes so I have something to lead into it properly. Here's what I have written down for the next two things you're going to hear. Embiid contract. Tons of garbage. Next one. You ready? Garbage continues on. That's my lead in for the next
garbage,
two things.
Comma, ETC.
Right. We'll get to that in a moment. From the Sixers, Maury. Let's get to Rick and Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good work by you, Joe. Bob Boone's third on the list for most games caught behind Irod and Carlton Fisk. He's ahead of Yadier Molina and Gary Carter.
Yeah, he had number one for a point, and then Fisk, I think, passed him, and then obviously...
He caught 500 more games than Johnny Bench. I was surprised to see that. Anyway, real quick, John, my grandchildren, I knew as soon as they were left-handed or right-handed when they were like 3 years old. I'm shocked that your father didn't know that.
Yeah. And tell me about it. I have three kids. I was waiting. I was hoping, like, just for signs of left-handedness. None of them showed any left-handedness. I would have jumped at the opportunity to put anything in their left hand properly.
And what really shocked me, I learned about you. I didn't know this. And, you know, Cumberland Valley and Central Dolphin, just like, you know, I went to Plymouth White Marsh, we were very athletic-oriented schools. After football season was over, our better players, if they didn't play basketball, went right to the baseball diamond. I'm surprised that you didn't play baseball.
Oh, really? No, I did track. At my high school, if you did football, you had to do track. It was a rule.
Really?
Yes. And so I ran the sprints, and I did the field events. Like, I think I went to states as a senior in the shot put.
What if you wanted to do a different sport? Like, what if you
there were guys
to
who
play
played
lacrosse?
Baseball. There were guys who played baseball, but you were encouraged to run track because it was our coach, Harry Chapman, from the mid early 70s on, felt like it was a big deal for the running and staying in shape and building speed.
Yeah. So, Joe, real quick, how does this city have the best owner in football, the best GM in football, and go to the worst owner in basketball and the worst GM in basketball?
Yeah.
We were told by the West Coast, do not sign Paul George. He is a disaster. But you're right. This whole franchise is a disaster. But the Phillies, real quick, isn't it a positive for us right now that we have the resurgence from Rojas and Marsh now fighting it out in center field? Boehm's slowly coming out of his funk. You know, he went from like 190 to like 245. He's slowly coming out of it. But we talked about this earlier. Leave Stott alone at the top of the order. Let's see what happens the first 30, 40 games. And with all the people that said they win more games with Schwarber leading off, that lineup is better with Stott leading off, and Schwarber hitting fourth, especially if...
Yep. But Rick, one point of clarification. Are you saying including when there's a left-handed starter? Because Trey still gets this.
I don't even care at this point. Leave him alone at the top. Leave him
alone. Well, how about this? How about they're winning both ways?
As long as they can win, do it work.
Okay, well, that's the difference. You just change your answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of these people that believes they have to have only one leadoff hitter. I don't
buy it. I'm okay with that, but right now, if Stott is holding his own against left-handed pitching, leave it alone.
Well, he can hold his own as the second hole hitter with Trey batting first against the left.
All right, well, you can flip-flop him. I'm okay with that.
Rick, give me an answer, my man, for the best fictional mom.
I don't know if it was mentioned yet. She was a great mother. How about Marion Cunningham from Happy Days?
Has been said. Give me a different answer.
Okay, then let's go with... I don't know if you know the show, guys, but Petticoat Junction, Kate Bradley, Bay Boltnot, she also was the voice for Betty Rubble in the Flintstones.
Wow, how about that? Rick, good call. By the way, I always love those calls when someone's entrenched. Leave them there! And I'm like, well, what about when it's a left-handed pitcher? No, I'm okay with that. Yeah, move too.
Very strong opinion.
Right? Like, oh, okay. All right, Daryl Morey. Went on Spike's podcast, talked about a lot of stuff. Let's get to when he gets into the Embiid contract. I will remind you in my notes from earlier today, next to what was said, I wrote down, tons of garbage. Let's listen to Daryl Morey talking yesterday.
Why was it a good idea to sign Joel Embiid to the extension when he had years left on his contract?
Yeah, I just think if we're winning the title, Joel Embiid's on the team. I think it's important how these top players, and Joel's going to be one of the top players all time, regardless of how things get written from here, in terms of everyone knows how good he was in his MVP year and multiple years around that. When you go out and get a top free agent like we did with Paul, obviously, you know, people are questioning that, but, you know, we thought that was absolutely the best way to maximize the window with Joel. It's pretty hard to do those kinds of moves and not have those players on similar timelines. If you have one person, you know, if you have a Paul George on a longer timeline and Joel Embiid on a shorter timeline, that doesn't work great. It was just a 2-year extension. We thought it was very logical. People talk about it being 3. It was 2 years. Doesn't seem like anyone wants to, you know, again, then look, I, for sure. And I just think how you treat your top level players, you know, you look at all the teams that are destinations. I think Philadelphia will be for a long time. You know, witnessed by us recruiting the top free agent last year. I think it's important how you treat the top players. And again, in any time window measured in a number of years that no one wants to talk about, the way we're winning it is with Joel Embiid getting healthy and playing at a high level with really top players around him like Tyrese and Paul.
All right, there's so much in there that bothers me. What bothers you guys the most?
Did he just say Philadelphia? Every time you play one of his sound bites, I zone out. Like, it's, I have to actively pay attention to what he's saying because he just drones on.
That's purposeful.
Did he just say Philadelphia has become a destination?
Yes, he did also
say that. As proven by bringing in Paul George.
I have that as number two.
And they will continue to be. Like, he's saying, I'm certain that moving forward, we're now destination place.
All right, let me translate
that's
that one.
That's a joke.
It's a total joke. Here's why Paul George signed here last year. Because they had cap space. And the Sixers were willing to offer him the most.
And no one else is paying that. Yeah.
He said, we'll be a destination for a long time like last year. They have no cap space.
No.
They will not be a destination. And by the way, we'll continue to have no cap space for the next 4 to 5 years because of these two contracts.
It's your fault that we are not a destination and you're pretending we're a destination.
Rhea, is that nonsense?
Because I can't get over this. Because we had cap space. Like,
by the way, it's not even the worst thing you said in there, but go ahead, Ray.
No, what he basically said was we gave Joel the money because we didn't want him to be upset because we gave Paul George the money. But Devin's right. Every time he talks, it is intended
really
to.
Hard.
What's the word? I know I'm going to screw it up. Obfuscate?
Obfuscate.
Good word.
Obfuscate?
Yeah.
That, like, I'm just going to talk a long time and you'll forget. I listened to that for 50 minutes yesterday and I thought my head was going to explode. But
bless you for that.
In there basically saying, we gave Joel the money so that he wouldn't be upset. But that's how things work. You're up at a free agent.
And he screwed the Sixers for the next 5 years.
The franchise.
The fans.
Yeah.
Fans.
Well, yeah.
You know? All right, but here's the crazy thing. That's not even everything we just covered, the worst of what he said in there. Because you're right, you can't forget this stuff from the beginning because he drones on and on. He's a droner.
Yeah.
He actually said that Joel's going to go down as one of the top players of all time, regardless of what goes on from here on out. Now think about that, guys. Like, we all know Joel's very talented, was, okay?
And
I got love of Joel Embiid. But top players of all time, Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James. More recently here, meaning like right now, Jokic is a top 25 player of all time. Joel Embiid, guys, has never gotten to the conference finals. And I got a GM saying he's going to be one of the top players of all time, regardless of whether he does anything from here on out.
Here's the problem.
That is so delusional.
It's completely delusional. When Joel was healthy, which is not a lot, he could do things on the court that we couldn't see from a guy. I mean, it was special.
And I loved him.
It was generational.
It was.
All of those things. Those things have not existed for a long time.
Correct.
And they haven't existed for enough long time on a long enough stage for that statement
to
be made.
That claim is outrageous.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think if Kobe Bryant were alive? What do you think Kobe Bryant would think of Daryl Morey saying Joel's one of the top players, quote, of all time?
No,
how big is our list? Yeah. Is our list 100? Because when I think of the top players of all time, I think of like 20, 15
special
10,
players. Yeah.
Like totally difference making players. All right, one more piece of audio from Daryl Morey, then we got to get to Time's Yours. More of Morey from yesterday.
Let's go through the things you might want in a team as a fan. You'd want, you know, a chance to win the championship. Debatable, but for sure a higher chance than many teams. You know, I think our roster going into next year, assuming healthy, is better than the one that went into last year with the third best title. It's now you have to adjust for the fact that we had such a bad year. So that's going to push you down for sure. But I'd rather have a Grimes and a McCain and maybe whoever our draft pick turns into than what the roster looked like going into last season, which was built mostly out of free agency.
It's just
out of necessity.
What? It's just talking out his hiney. It's just dumb. It's just really dumb talk. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
And full disclosure, that answer that he was just revving up there went on and on and on and on. And I don't have the patience to continue to listen to him.
No one does.
Just to be totally candid. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
John, today's era of football, the fullback is no longer like a major position. What would you have played? Would you have been a linebacker? Did you have good hands? Could you have played tight end? What would you have played in today's era of football?
I played Mike linebacker at Stanford, actually. They switched me back to fullback when both fullbacks went down just prior to my senior year. So I definitely liked the linebacker. I'm a medium-sized guy. I was too short to play tight end effectively, but I could catch better than I could do anything else.
Would you have gotten drafted as a linebacker?
Probably.
Okay.
Okay, Daryl Morey or whatever the hell your name is. That team, you're going to run it back again? You're trying to sell that team to this city? That garbage? Yeah, okay. That team's going to be terrible. Time's Yours.
Yeah. Well, if Joel can't play, they certainly will be.
At this point, the Sixers organization is beyond a disgrace. So I think we have no other choice for than Joe DeCamera to buy the team and build the Hammer Center. Could it really get any worse?
Better loan me some bucks, buddy.
The Hammer Center.
Joe DeCamera, even though that you called me a bonehead about the Goddard comment yesterday in the top three, I called today to tell you guys what a great job that you guys do. It's a pleasure to wake up in the morning and listen to you guys. Everybody does a wonderful job. The content is amazing. You guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. That's very, very nice. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, we got to move quick through a few different things here before we turn it over to Joe and Hugh at the top of the hour. First, Twitter poll question. Let's round it out. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who's going to win the NL East? John, do people think the Phils, the Braves, or the Mets?
Everyone's feeling good about the Phils right now. I'm going to say the Phils win this like 71%.
55 Phillies, oh, 40% Mets, 5% the Atlanta Braves. Wow. Time will tell. About 4 months
conservative
and 3 weeks
that.
To go. All right. We got to close out Best Fictional Mom. Remember, this is for Metallica tickets. Now, they all are great options, or at least most of them. I'm going to advocate, this is just me, I'm advocating for Claire Huxtable because it's not her fault that her husband in real life was a
creep.
Right. No,
this
I'm serious.
You're right.
Cosby Show's got to win something. And Claire Huxtable.
No, not
Huxtable.
Her husband in real life. Her husband. Well,
Mrs. C was a real go-to.
I love Mrs. C.
One.
I love her. But like, here's why I advocate for Claire Huxtable.
That is wholesome.
The Huxtable kids and her all like, it's like people don't even watch the show anymore because of Bill Cosby.
Well, he was the main guy.
I know, but she was great. I'm going Claire Huxtable. You guys give me your vote.
I liked Mother Earth.
I think Mother Nature's
well,
a great one.
It was Mother Nature.
Mother Nature's a great answer. That is a great answer.
Are you both voting for that?
Mother Nature. Sure, but Rhea, I'd be
give
fine
me a Claire
Huxtable.
Then Dan Wilson can break the tie.
All right, I'll give you one.
Wilson,
give you
break
Claire
the
Huxtable.
Tie. Is it Claire Huxtable or Mother Earth, otherwise known as Mother Nature?
I'm going Mother Nature.
That's a shame.
Good job, Dan.
Shout out Mother Earth.
Cosby Show again gets the shaft. All right, Tom, you've won with the Mother Nature answer, which was a good one. Hey, everyone have a great, great rest of the day. You can make the case Mother Nature isn't actually fictional. Well, hurricanes are real.
Well, I don't. Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
They are real. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. Thanks, everyone, at Borgata. Good stuff. Dan Wilson, wonderful job filling in for Seltzer.